Yeah, great win. I think, first half in particular, I thought Hayes did very well, and they closed us down. And second half, it was a case of us just being patient. But I did think that, with the chances that we'd created and things hitting the bar and getting cleared off the line and that type of thing, I thought it may not be our day. And had we not won today, we'd have probably got criticised. But I felt our performance was good. It wasn't up to quite what it has been in the first half, but I thought in particular second half, I thought we were worth the win because we kept going and we stuck the ball in the net when it mattered.
Yeah, three goals in the final 10 minutes, two in 6 minutes of added on time. There was a fracas which, to be fair, could have resulted in Hayes being reduced to 9 men.
Yeah, I think it was nothing really. Just, Mickey's gone through and the lads tackled him and then the other lads followed in. And then there was, as you get sometimes these days, a bit of a melee, but didn't really see any problem with it at all.
Do you feel that at that point, though, with Harriers having picked up that edge of steam and ability playing their way towards the Hayes goal, it was a case of for a minute or so, it seemed as though that momentum had been lost?
Well, we felt that, the subs did well for us today going on, but we felt that if we got a goal, then we would, there was a good chance that we could go on and win the game, because you know what it's like when teams are at the bottom and they can see, they tend to drop their heads a little bit. But our only concern also was the fact that pushing so many people forward to get the win, we could have been exposed at the back. And I thought Tom Sharp and Luke Jones and Tony Breed and the back four today was absolutely outstanding.
And Nick Wright, sealing it, and unselfishness really from Jamil Matt. A lot of people here today to a lot of scouts here today, presumably to see him, but he showed a calmness to give Harriers a more comfortable victory at the end.
Yes, he did, and that's what you want. And as I say, he's gone on, and as Steve Guinan, the two subs getting in on the score sheet it's good from our point of view because we've put them on to try and get us that win. But I just think overall today, the second half in particular, the lads deserved to get the 3 points.
You now have a very important game at Gateshead, a long journey, midweek journey. A side who themselves have harbour hopes of the playoffs as well, Steve. A very big game from our point of view for Harriers.
Yes, it is, and we'll look forward to that on Tuesday. We've got one or two bumps and bruises in there, but all in all, the lads will be looking forward to the long trip to the North East on Tuesday, and we'll get in on Monday and start again and prepare for that one.
Is Jack Byrne going to be travelling with the squad? Do you think he'll be back fit or ready for selection?
I'd like to think so, yes, I'd like to think so. We've obviously missed Jack when he's not in the squad. But, a special mention to Daniel Bradley, who I thought did very well when he came on today. And that's what we want. We're trying to strengthen the squad. Hopefully we may be able to do it before Tuesday, but hopefully we'll keep working away at it. If it's not Tuesday, then, obviously before the window shuts.